Elizabeth Banks has teamed up with State Street Global Advisors to uncover the bold moves mid-cap companies make to thrive and survive. It's a podcast and film series called Crazy Enough to Work. Discover it online and wherever you find your podcasts. Provided by State Street Global Advisors Funds Distributors, LLC.
With Tech News Briefing, I'm Charlie Turner at the Wall Street Journal in New York. Parents who are into active or even extreme fitness can now bring their kids along for the ride, thanks to some new high-tech strollers. We'll have more in a moment. First, here are some top tech headlines. Williams-Sonoma will launch later this month a new mobile and desktop app that can generate realistic 3D impressions of products across all of the company's brands. The app will integrate technology from 3D imaging and augmented reality software firm Outward, which Williams-Sonoma acquired late last year. Williams-Sonoma joins several home furnishings companies that are launching technology platforms with the aim of making it easier for customers to visualize how big-ticket items such as sofas and dining room tables will fit in their homes before they buy. Williams-Sonoma sells home goods through brands such as Williams-Sonoma, Williams-Sonoma Home, Pottery Barn, Pottery Barn Kids, and West Elm. A report by a Washington think tank, the Information Technology and Innovation Foundation, says the Trump administration's latest round of Chinese tariffs will raise prices for cloud services in the U.S. That's because the proposed tariffs on $200 billion of Chinese goods includes levies on routers, switches, and servers. The tariffs, announced last month, apply levies of up to 25% on many key components of cloud computing, from motherboards to memory modules and coaxial cables, hitting both U.S. cloud providers and users. The assessment came ahead of news that the Trump administration was preparing tariffs on an additional $267 billion in Chinese imports. Sources tell the Wall Street Journal that Tim Armstrong, the leader of Verizon Communications' media and advertising business, is in talks to leave as soon as next month. Mr. Armstrong, who came to Verizon in 2015 when it acquired AOL and helped steer its purchase of Yahoo 2 years later, had tried to combine the two internet companies to challenge Google and Facebook in digital advertising. But those efforts so far have failed to generate much growth or make the unit called Oath more than a side note in the wireless giant's earnings. Still ahead, there's a baby on board this high-tech stroller.
Whether you're an entrepreneur growing your own business, a star contributor turned manager, a senior executive tapped to lead a global business unit, or a seasoned executive preparing for the C-suite, Harvard Business School Executive Education can help you rise to the challenge. Their four comprehensive leadership programs accelerate career growth and transform talented executives into confident business leaders. To learn more, visit hbs.me/transform. That's hbs.me/transform.
They're definitely not the strollers that you and I were pushed in when we were little. The Wall Street Journal says some new high-tech strollers allow extremely active parents to take their kids along for the ride. The strollers are built to take the pounding, whether it's on a rugged trail, on ski slopes, or navigating a tough city curb. Joining us with more on this is freelance writer Jonathan Welsh, who was a reporter for the Wall Street Journal for more than 20 years. And you can find Jonathan's article, Is It a Stroller or Extreme Sports Gear, at WSJ.com. Jonathan, I guess you could say this is sort of a revolution in parenting lifestyle. I mean, not too long ago, parents never would have thought about taking their babies or toddlers down a bunny hill in a carriage with skis.
Right. And in fact, with the latest models that are out there, you can, at least if you believe the promotional videos, you can take them down the slopes if you're a downhill skier, or tow them behind you if you prefer cross country. There are at least two models that have optional ski setups. So I think the idea is that just because you have kids, there shouldn't be any place that you would naturally be afraid to go with your child, you know. Get out and do something, whether it's jumping the curb or the moguls, I suppose.
They're called extreme strollers with price tags to match. What are some of the design characteristics of these strollers or carriages?
Well, they're mostly designed around, I mean, the overarching theme is versatility, both in the activities you can pursue with them, whether it's just strolling through the mall or doing, pursuing an outdoor adventure. Also, the longevity of them. They're designed, for the most part, to take you from or to serve you or serve your child from birth through certainly the beginning of elementary school, in some cases possibly the beginning of middle school. There was one that we looked at that can carry, 75 pounds. So that could get you knocking on the door of middle school. Of course, the idea of getting a child that old into a stroller that's another matter. I think most parents know that.
Sure. Okay, I am looking at one picture and a caption in your article. The Thule Chariot Cross 2 converts to let you enjoy multiple outdoor sports and can carry up to 99 pounds, or roughly two hefty toddlers. And let's see, this is going for $1,049. I believe it has a picture. Is that one toddler or two toddlers? I guess it's...
Right, that's one toddler, and the teddy bear is taking the second seat, but you can put a second toddler in there as well.
And that's a big characteristic. These can expand for multiple toddlers if you're having having multiple births.
Well, in the past, you had to choose between a single stroller and a double stroller. And, often, the double strollers were known for being either too wide or too long and, difficult to maneuver, hard to fit through doorways. And a lot of the new models will convert, they kind of expand, literally sliding open either lengthwise or widthwise. There's still a lot of debate over whether you want the kids side by side or in tandem, but that's a personal choice matter. But a lot of them are adaptable to that degree. So the idea is that it will work with you from your firstborn through at least your second child.
And we have another one here for our listeners. It's the German-built Cybex Pream offers three sets of wheels for light, trekking, and all-terrain use, as well as a ski kit. It's showing it with wheels. It bucks the foam tires trend by using inflatable ones with puncture-resistant inner tubes. And I guess this is one also that converts to skis.
Right. And in the case of that stroller, the skis replace the front wheels and the rear wheels stay in place. And in the promotional material, they show people skiing down what's probably the bunny hill with the stroller in front. But it's really more realistically designed for snowy sidewalks and keeping the front wheels from, plowing and helping you stay better in control. But I suppose the video doesn't lie. These folks are skiing down the hill with the kid in the stroller. And I just think, oh, my goodness, the danger.
My gosh.
I don't think I could take it.
No, we never would have thought of this years and years ago. Those went for well over $1,000. If you're into a high-tech stroller with not as gaudy a price tag, they have listed here in your article for long runs, Thule's Urban Glide 2. It has the look of old-school joggers with three big wheels and plenty of reflective surfaces. It updates the design with a compact footprint, supple suspension, and a handbrake that you twist to control the speed. And this runs for around $500. This is basically, I guess, for long runs or marathon runs, if you like.
Right. For people who used jogging strollers, say, 10, 15, 20 years ago, it will look very familiar in its layout. But it reminds me of a jogging stroller I used when our 14-year-old was an infant. But that stroller and a lot of the older models were big, and they didn't fold up all that compact in all that compact a manner. And they were also difficult if you were just taking them out on the town, for example. But this model from Thule works well as a jogging stroller, but you can also use it as an everyday conveyance because it does have an adjustable seat and some other comfort features for the child. I believe that some of the earlier jogging models held the kid in what's essentially a sling, and they would only tolerate it for so long.
And Jonathan, it strikes me that this is becoming routine, for parents to do this. Today's active parents take their kids along for the ride. We probably can't say at this point. I'm wondering about how sales are doing.
Well, my survey is these are all new models, so I don't have sales numbers like I would say for the auto industry, but unscientifically, as I walked around in my own town and elsewhere this summer, I do see a lot of these models around from brands like Baby Jogger and Cybex, and Upa Baby is another brand that's popular, Bugaboo, Thule. They're all out there. I guess it really comes down to your budget in the end. I still know a lot of people who are getting hand-me-down strollers as well, which can be a good deal because a lot of folks, realistically speaking, use a stroller for a little while, and once the kid starts walking, that's the end of that.
Wall Street Journal contributor, freelance writer Jonathan Welsh. Thanks a lot, Jonathan.
Oh, my pleasure.
And that's Tech News Briefing. I'm Charlie Turner at the Wall Street Journal.